Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. The battle you are facing is real, but our God is bigger. The forces of darkness are relentless, trying to tear you down, trying to destroy your peace, your family, your destiny. But today we are sending those forces back to where they came from, back to the sender. In Jesus' name, I declare the power of the Holy Spirit is rising up in you right now. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. I want you to picture this, my brother, my sister. The enemy has been throwing fiery darts, attacks on your health, your mind, your spirit. You've been feeling weary, discouraged, and sometimes even defeated. But I want you to know this is not the end of the story. This is just the moment before your victory. The enemy thought he could stop you, but today we are taking authority. We are fighting back. We are sending the curses, the attacks, and all the evil back to the sender right now, back to the sender in Jesus' name. Do you feel that fire rising up in your spirit? I feel it. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to send those demonic spirits back to their place of origin, back to the sender. Everything that has tried to block your destiny, everything that has tried to interfere with your peace, back to the sender. Some of you have been under spiritual attack, attacks on your very mind, thoughts coming at you like arrows, trying to cause confusion, fear, doubt. You wake up in the morning and the enemy is already whispering lies. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. Your dreams are impossible. But I want to tell you today, those lies are going back to the sender. Back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The spirit of confusion, the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, it's going back to the sender. Do you hear me? It's going back. It's going back to the very forces that try to use it against you. No more will you be held captive by fear. No more will you be distracted by confusion. You are a child of God, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The spirit of fear that's been tormenting your nights, back to the sender. The spirit of confusion that's been clouding your thoughts, back to the sender. The spirit of anxiety that's been gripping your heart, back to the sender. In Jesus' name. I feel in my spirit that there are some of you who have been dealing with generational curses, things that have been passed down from your ancestors, spirits of poverty, spirits of sickness, spirits of failure. But I declare today that those spirits are not your portion. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I break those curses off your life. The blood of Jesus is speaking over you right now, and no generational curse can stay. You are free. Right now, I want you to declare this with me. Every evil arrow that has been aimed at me, go back to the sender. Say it with power. Say it like you mean it. Every evil arrow that has been aimed at me, go back to the sender. You see, the enemy's tactics are nothing new. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I want you to remember that Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. So right now we are declaring war. We are declaring war on every plan the enemy has had for your life. The plans of sickness, the plans of destruction, the plans of failure, they are going back to the sender, back to the sender in Jesus' name. And let me tell you something else. You will not be intimidated by the enemy's tactics anymore. The enemy's lies are just noise. The enemy's attacks are just distractions. We have the power. We have the authority. And in the name of Jesus, we send those spirits back, back to the sender in Jesus' name. It's time to rise up. Rise up in the authority that Jesus has given you. You have been equipped. You have been chosen. You are anointed for this battle. The enemy has no power over you. You will not be moved. You will not be shaken. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are more than a conqueror. I need you to declare this with me. I am victorious. I will not be defeated. I send every evil spirit back to the sender in Jesus' name. And every weapon the enemy has formed against you, whether it's a weapon of sickness, a weapon of failure, a weapon of poverty, a weapon of confusion, a weapon of discouragement, it is broken today. It is shattered and it will not prosper. Back to the sender, back to the sender in the name of Jesus. This is your time. This is your season of victory. Every spirit that has tried to attack you, every demon that has come against you, it is going back to the sender. And your victory is here, your breakthrough is here, your restoration is here. Declare it with me right now. I am free. I am victorious. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All evil spirits are sent back to the sender. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are here in the presence of the Almighty, and I feel His power moving. Right now, I want you to open your heart, for this is a time of deep repentance. The Lord is calling us back to Him. Repentance is not just a word, it's an act of humility, of surrender. It's time to let go of the burdens, to let go of the sin, to turn away from the things that have been holding you back. We are returning to the Father. and we are doing it now. Repentance is not just about words, it's about a heart transformation. It's about turning away from those things that have kept you bound. The enemy has been attacking, but you are about to be set free. Right now, I want you to picture every sin, every mistake, every wrong decision that has been standing between you and your destiny. Picture it, and as we pray, we will send it back to the sender. Back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Some of you have carried shame, some have carried guilt, and the enemy has been trying to use it to weigh you down. But today, we are sending it back to the sender. Back to the sender. We refuse to walk in shame any longer. We refuse to let the enemy have a hold on us. We are going to the Father with clean hands and pure hearts, asking for His forgiveness, asking for His mercy. I want you to say this with me. Lord, I repent. I turn away from my sin, I turn away from the past, and I ask you to cleanse me and make me whole. I send all my guilt, shame, and condemnation back to the sender in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter how far you've fallen. Today is a new day. Today we are washing ourselves clean in the blood of Jesus. We are letting go of all that weighs us down. The spirit of condemnation is being sent back to the sender, and we are walking in the freedom of repentance. Right now, I want you to feel the weight lifting off of you. Feel the burden being broken in Jesus' name. The guilt that's been holding you back to the sender. The condemnation that's been whispering lies in your ear, back to the sender. Every sin that has tried to keep you in bondage, back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We are repenting with sincerity, and we are returning to the Father. There is no shame here, only forgiveness. Only grace, only mercy. Listen to me, my dear brother, my dear sister. The Lord is restoring you. The enemy thought he had you, but today you are being renewed. You are being set free. You are being washed clean. You are walking in the victory of repentance. As we repent, we are also returning to the sender every evil thought, every evil spirit that has tried to keep us from walking in freedom. The enemy has been trying to chain your mind, trying to get you to believe that your past defines your future. But today, I declare that your future is brighter. Your future is full of hope, full of freedom, full of peace. Back to the sender, every lie that tells you you're not worthy. Back to the sender, every thought that tells you you're not enough. Back to the sender, every spirit that has tried to block your breakthrough. Back to the sender, in Jesus' name, we are releasing it. We are giving it all back to the enemy, and we are stepping into the freedom of repentance. The Spirit of God is moving in your life right now. Feel it. He is cleansing you. He is making you new. You are no longer bound by your past, no longer weighed down by your mistakes. You are free in Jesus' name. Now say it with me. I am free. I am forgiven. I send all sin, shame, and guilt back to the sender in Jesus' name. Your repentance is the key to your deliverance. Today, as we send back every negative thing to the sender, we are making room for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. We are making room for restoration, for healing, for freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the healing begin. Let the freedom begin. You are free in the name of Jesus. Back to the sender. Every chain, every bondage, every curse are back to the sender, and you are walking in victory. You are walking in peace. You are walking in freedom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. My beloved brothers and sisters, I feel the Spirit moving mightily right now, and we are entering into something powerful. We are entering into a time of prophecy, a time of end times, the season when God is pouring out His Spirit in ways we have never seen before. Right now, I need you to open your hearts and open your eyes, because God is doing something new and mighty. The signs of the times are clear. The world is shaking, and we are seeing the prophecies of old come to pass right before our eyes. The time is drawing near, and this is not a time to be fearful, but to rise in victory. Rise in the power of the Holy Spirit, because family, we have been given the authority to send back every evil force that comes against us. Back to the sender. Do you hear me today? Raise your hands if you believe that God is speaking to you right now. Raise your hands if you are ready to send back every evil force, every demonic spirit, and every negative energy that has been working against your life. Raise your hands if you know that the power of God is greater than any power in this world. Raise your hands if you believe that this is the time for you to stand firm in your faith, even in the midst of these end times, because the enemy is on the prowl, trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord has given us a promise. He has not left us defenseless. We have the weapon of prayer, and we have the authority in the name of Jesus. Every curse, every evil arrow, every demonic influence, I say, back to the sender in the name of Jesus. In these end times, the enemy will try to bring confusion, division, and fear, but we will not fall into his traps. We are sending it all back to the sender, back to the sender. Every lie that tries to deceive us, back to the sender. Every spirit of fear that tries to paralyze us, back to the sender. Every spirit of division that tries to tear apart our families, our churches, and our communities, back to the sender in Jesus' name. You see, the end times are not just a future event, they are a present reality. We are living in the midst of it. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come." This is the time we are in, beloved. The world is in turmoil and the enemy is working overtime. But I declare today that we, as children of God, will stand in faith and we will send every evil that rises against us back to the sender. This is not a time to shrink back, but a time to stand up, to rise in prayer, and to declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every negative spirit, every demonic force, every curse, and every attack that has been sent to derail your purpose, back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to do something with me, because today we are sending things back to the sender in a mighty way. I want you to declare with me, "Every evil word spoken against me, every curse sent my way, every attack on my mind and soul, I send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus." Let your voice be heard. Let the enemy know that you are not afraid. Let the enemy know that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You have the power, and right now, we release that power to send back every evil thing to the sender. Family, do you understand the power of this declaration? You have authority. The enemy cannot hold you down. The enemy cannot bind you. The enemy cannot take what God has destined for you. As we move toward the end times, we must remember that our God is in control. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He has already won the victory, so let's send back every evil attack. Back to the sender, every lie, every betrayal, every spirit of jealousy and envy. Back to the sender, every hindrance that has kept you from walking in your destiny. Raise your hands with me, and as we pray together, believe that your breakthrough is here. Declare that every plot of the enemy is being returned to the sender, and that you are stepping into a new season of victory, deliverance, and freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty, and he has given us authority. The battle is already won. We send it back to the sender, and we claim our victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to open your heart right now, because I'm speaking directly to you, and the Holy Spirit is moving in this place. Right now is the moment to rise up and claim everything the enemy has stolen from you. We are going to send it back. Send back every attack, every negative word, every curse, every lie, back to the sender, back to the sender. The enemy cannot have dominion over your life anymore. Now let me tell you something powerful. Brothers and sisters, when you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, you are walking in God's power. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. When you carry the fruit of the Spirit, you walk in divine protection, you walk in divine favor, and the enemy cannot touch you. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. But I want to tell you today, we are sending everything back to the sender. Every attack on your peace, your joy, your love, back to the sender. Can you feel the Spirit of God moving right now? Lift your hands and declare, "Back to the sender." Because right now we are reclaiming the fruit of the Spirit. Right now we are walking in the fullness of what God has for us. We are no longer going to accept the enemy's distractions. We are no longer going to accept the lies the enemy has been trying to plant in our hearts. It is time to send those things back to the sender. Back to the sender. Every spirit of confusion that tries to steal your peace. Back to the sender. Every spirit of fear that has been keeping you from walking in joy. Back to the sender. Every spirit of hate, jealousy, and anger that tries to block the love of God in your life, back to the sender. Every negative word spoken over your destiny, every attack on your family and your future, back to the sender. When you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, the enemy cannot stand against you. You are covered with the very power of God. The peace of God guards your heart and mind. The love of God will flow through you like rivers of living water. Joy will overflow in your life. Kindness will overflow in every relationship, and goodness will be the fruit that comes from your actions. You will be faithful to the call of God, and your self-control will break the chains of sin that have been holding you down. The enemy cannot touch you when you are walking in the fruit of the Spirit. The enemy's weapons are nothing compared to the power that God has placed within you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And today we are taking authority. We are taking dominion over everything that has been holding us back. Back to the sender. Say it out loud. Back to the sender. Every attack on your peace, every attack on your joy, every attack on your love, back to the sender. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Back to the sender. No curse shall stand. No lie shall hold you back. Back to the sender. I want to remind you of something powerful today, family. God's promises are true. He has already given you the victory. His word says in John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is why we must remain connected to Him. The fruit of the Spirit comes from being connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ. And when we are connected to Him, we bear fruit, and the enemy cannot stand against us. Every spirit of hate, back to the sender. Every spirit of division, back to the sender. Every spirit of fear, back to the sender. Every spirit of confusion, back to the sender. The fruit of the Spirit is your inheritance, beloved. The power of the Holy Spirit is upon you right now. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Today, declare it with me. I am walking in the fruit of the Spirit. I am walking in love, joy, peace, kindness, and faithfulness. I will not be moved by the enemy's schemes. I send every negative thing back to the sender in Jesus' mighty name. Feel that in your heart, that power? It's God's Spirit rising up within you. You are unstoppable when you walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Back to the sender. Every demonic force, every evil word, every attack, back to the sender. You are free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Him forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Today we are going to war, not with flesh and blood, but with every force that seeks to corrupt the integrity of God's people. We are tearing down strongholds, exposing lies, and sending every attack back to the sender. Yes, back to the sender. Integrity, oh, that word holds weight in the kingdom of God. It is the foundation of a life rooted in truth, honesty, and righteousness. Integrity is what makes you untouchable, unshakable, unbreakable. And you better believe that the enemy hates your integrity. He'll do everything in his power to compromise it. But today we rise up in boldness. We take our stand and we send every attack against our character back to the sender. Let me ask you something. Have you felt the whispers of envy around you? Have you experienced the bite of betrayal, the sting of slander? Have you faced temptations to cut corners, to live in ways that do not honor God? Let me tell you this, those things are not of God. Those are the fiery darts of the enemy. And right now, I want you to lift your hands and declare with me, back to the sender, back to the sender, every spirit of gossip that seeks to tarnish your name, back to the sender, every spirit of temptation that whispers, it's just a small lie, back to the sender, every accusation, every slander, every deception trying to infiltrate your life and shake your integrity. The enemy doesn't just want to trip you up, he wants to destroy the very foundation of who you are. But listen to me, God has given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You are not who the enemy says you are. You are a child of God, called to walk in truth, to live with integrity, and to shine as a light in a world full of darkness. And every force of hell that comes against your integrity is going back to the sender. Let me get personal with you right now. There are moments when doing the right thing feels costly, don't they? There are moments when speaking the truth seems to invite trouble. Maybe you've felt it in your workplace where everyone else is cutting corners. And you're tempted to do the same. Maybe you felt it in relationships where honesty might lead to conflict. But let me remind you, your integrity is priceless. It is a gift from God, and He will uphold you if you honor Him. So let's take those moments of doubt, those attacks on your integrity, and send them back to the sender, back to the sender. Every compromise that tries to steal your righteousness, back to the sender. Every lie that tries to distort your truth, back to the sender. Every enemy plotting against the purity of your heart. The Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. You hear that? When you walk in integrity, God Himself secures your steps, every crooked path, every sneaky plan of the enemy to trap you, every spirit of manipulation back to the sender. I feel this so deeply in my spirit right now. Some of you have been under attack. Some of you have been falsely accused. Some of you have been tempted to give in to shortcuts because life feels hard. But I declare today that the fire of God is burning up every attack. The chains of deception are breaking. Every attempt of the enemy to rob you of your integrity is going back to the sender. Lift your hands, raise your voice, say it with me. Back to the sender, every spirit of manipulation. Back to the sender, every lie of the enemy. Back to the sender, every temptation to stray from the truth. Do you feel the power of God stirring inside you? That's His Spirit giving you strength to stand firm, to walk in truth, to live with integrity. The enemy cannot touch you when you are covered by the righteousness of God. The enemy cannot destroy what God has built. And every fiery dart, every evil scheme, every wicked thought aimed at your life, back to the sender. Oh, hallelujah! Integrity is your shield. The truth is your weapon, and the power of God is your defense. Stand strong, child of God, because you are victorious. Glory, glory to His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Right now, I feel the Spirit of the Lord stirring something mighty in the atmosphere. I sense in my spirit that many of you are facing trials, suffering, and struggles. The enemy has been coming against you in every way, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. He's trying to break you down. But I stand here today with the authority of the Holy Spirit to declare one thing over your life, back to the sender. Yes, I said it. Back to the sender, every fiery trial, every burden, every attack that has been launched against you in the name of suffering, back to the sender. The enemy thought he could shake you. He thought he could make you weak. He thought he could make you turn your back on God. But you are a child of the Most High God, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Lift your hands to the heavens and repeat after me, back to the sender. Say it again, back to the sender. Say it like you mean it, back to the sender. I know what it feels like, the pain, the loneliness, the tears that you have shed in secret. You've been praying, asking God to remove the weight, asking God to take away the sorrow. The trials have come and they seem unrelenting. But God sees you. He sees your heart. He sees your struggle. And He is not going to leave you to suffer in silence. The Lord is your refuge. He is your strength. And today we are sending every attack of suffering, every demonic assignment against your life, back to the sender. Every person who has tried to curse you, every spirit of oppression that's been sent your way, every voice telling you that you won't make it, that you're not enough, back to the sender. We send it back. Back to the sender. Every spirit of hopelessness, back to the sender. Every whisper of defeat, back to the sender. Every lie telling you to give up, back to the sender. Every weight that has been placed upon your shoulders to crush your spirit. You might feel like you've been in a season of testing, but I'm here to tell you today, this is not your end. This is your breakthrough. This trial will pass. Every storm must eventually give way to the sun. I don't know what you're going through, but God does. And the Lord has not forgotten you. He is bringing you out of that wilderness. He is bringing you into victory. Back to the sender. I know some of you are wondering, why am I going through this? Why is there so much pain? Why am I carrying this burden? But I say to you today, you are not carrying it alone. God is with you in the fire. He is with you in the storm. You are going to come out stronger than before. And when you come out of this trial, you will have a testimony that cannot be shaken. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Your suffering is not in vain. It is shaping you, refining you, making you more like Christ. Every trial, every hardship, back to the sender, because you are rising above it. You are standing tall in the face of adversity. God is turning your mourning into dancing. Let me tell you something. When God is for you, no one can be against you. Not the enemy, not the pain, not the suffering. The suffering you're experiencing now, it's not going to last forever. Back to the sender. Every attack of affliction, every plot to keep you in darkness, every attempt to steal your joy, it goes back to the sender. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Raise your hands to the Lord right now. Lift your voice and declare with me, back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. We stand together in the name of Jesus and we declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The enemy has no authority here. We are covered by the blood of Jesus, and every plan of the enemy is being broken down and returned to where it came from. I feel in my spirit that someone is being set free right now. Someone is breaking free from the chains of suffering. You are stepping out of the darkness and into the light. This is your moment. Remember, child of God, every tear you've cried, every moment you've felt forsaken, God has heard you. And he is about to make a way where there seems to be no way. Every demonic force that has been sent to break you, every evil spirit that has come against your peace, back to the sender. Now stand firm in the Lord's strength, knowing that your breakthrough is on the way. God is with you, and you will come out victorious. Back to the sender. Hallelujah. Back to the sender. Praise God. Back to the sender.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel the power of God moving in this place today. And I know he's about to do something supernatural in your life right now. Are you ready? Are you ready to see the hand of God move in a way you've never seen before? Let me tell you something. The enemy thought he could destroy your home, your peace, and your family. But today we are taking back everything that was stolen. Whatever spirit of division, confusion, or destruction has tried to creep into your home, we are sending it back to the sender. Raise your hands right now, wherever you are. I want you to say it with me in boldness, in authority. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Listen to me. We serve a God who fights for us. The enemy has no power over your home, your relationships, your peace. Your home is supposed to be a place of refuge, a place of joy, a place where the presence of God resides. And today we're declaring that every evil attack, every word spoken in darkness against your family, every spirit of anger and bitterness, back to the sender. Do you believe that? Do you believe that every weapon the enemy has tried to form against you will not prosper? Do you believe that no curse can stand in the face of God's love and power? If you believe it, say it again with me. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. The Spirit of God is moving right now, and I want you to feel that deep in your spirit. There's no more room for strife in your home. There's no more room for fear, confusion, or brokenness. Your home is now a sanctuary for God's peace, his love, his joy. Do you feel that? That weight lifting off your shoulders, that tension breaking. That's the power of God working in your life right now. The enemy has tried to shake you, but God is shaking the enemy off your life. The Spirit of peace is coming into your home today. No more arguments, no more silence, no more fighting in the house. We are sending those spirits of division back to the sender. Every spirit of betrayal, every whisper of gossip, every hidden agenda that has tried to cause chaos, back to the sender. Your home is blessed. Your relationships are restored. You are walking in victory today. I want you to raise your hands and shout, "My home is free. My family is free. The enemy has no place in my house." Say it with confidence. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Let's pray together, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our homes to you right now. Every spirit of darkness, every curse, every lie, every attack of the enemy, we send it back to the sender. We declare that our homes will be filled with your peace, your joy, your love. No longer will there be division, no longer will there be confusion. We declare that our homes are a place of worship. Our homes are a place where the Holy Spirit dwells. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And now, child of God, don't you dare let the enemy steal back what God has given you. Your home is blessed. Your family is blessed. It is finished. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the King of Glory. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit moving powerfully in this moment, right where you are. The Spirit of God is so thick in this place, and I believe he is ready to break chains, to bring healing, to restore, and to release his power into your life like never before. Right now, I want to talk about the power of worshiping Jesus. Worship, it's not just about lifting your hands or singing a song. It's about declaring the greatness of God and acknowledging his authority over every area of your life. When we worship, we invite the presence of the Most High into our situations. Now listen closely, because I want you to hear this. The enemy hates your worship. He hates when you lift your hands to praise. He hates when you speak the name of Jesus. He hates when you declare your trust in the Lord. Because he knows that worship is warfare. It is your weapon, your shield, your sword. So today, as we worship Jesus, we are sending everything that does not align with the will of God back to the sender. Raise your hands right now. I want you to declare it boldly with me. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. As you worship, you are sending back to the sender everything the enemy has tried to plant in your life. Every sickness, every lie, every spirit of defeat, every spirit of doubt, fear, and shame, we are sending it back to the sender. When we worship Jesus, the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere in your home, in your mind, in your body, it's changing right now. The enemy can't stand the name of Jesus. He cannot stand your worship. It's a direct attack on the kingdom of darkness. Worship is a declaration of trust in the Lord. And today, as we worship, we are saying to the enemy, "You will not have any part of me." We are telling the forces of darkness, "You have no place in my life, in my mind, in my home." Back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. Whatever the enemy has thrown at you, whether it's sickness, confusion, betrayal, hurt, fear, failure, today we are sending it back where it came from. Right now, I want you to worship with everything inside of you. Declare His greatness, declare His power, declare His victory. Let your worship rise, and as it does, every attack against you must fall to the ground. Say it with me, with all the faith in your heart, back to the sender, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every spirit of anger, every spirit of frustration, every spirit of failure go back to where it came from. Let every attack, every lie the enemy has spoken over your life go back to the sender in Jesus' name. This is your moment to declare that Jesus is Lord over your life. He is Lord over your family, over your health, over your finances, over your future. Worship Him for who He is. Worship Him for His greatness, His goodness, His power, and His love. There is power in the name of Jesus, and today as we worship, we send back to the sender every evil thing, every attack the enemy has tried to bring into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we worship and we declare back to the sender. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you feeling that? The fire of the Holy Spirit is here right now. The atmosphere is charged with His presence, and today we are making a bold declaration of victory. I want you to listen closely. Prayer is not just a routine, it's a divine weapon. The power of prayer is unstoppable, and today we are going to release that power in a way you've never experienced before. No more will we let the enemy have his way in our lives. Every attack, every chain, every curse, that spirit of negativity, envy, fear, pain, and discouragement must be sent back to the sender. Say it with me right now, back to the sender, back to the sender. Every weapon the enemy tried to use against you, it's going back to the sender. The lies, the attacks, the brokenness, the doubt, the fear, back to the sender. Oh, feel that power. The heavens are opening and God is listening. He is hearing our prayers and He is releasing His authority in your life right now. Every demonic plan, every spirit of defeat, it's going back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Picture this. The enemy thought he could use lies to trap you, thought he could use hatred to tear you apart, thought he could use sickness to break you down. But no weapon formed against you will prosper. Not today, not anymore. Every time he tried to send a spirit of rejection, a spirit of isolation, a spirit of failure your way, it's going back to the sender. Do you believe that? Do you believe you have the authority to send it back? This is your moment to speak out, to declare with your whole heart, back to the sender. Every time the enemy whispered lies about your future, told you you'd never make it, told you you weren't good enough, send it back to the sender. Say it with me, back to the sender. John chapter 14, verse 14 says, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Did you hear that? If we ask, He will do it. He will answer our prayers. And right now, I'm asking in His name, and I'm sending every attack, every curse, every negative word from the enemy back to where it came from. God is fighting on your behalf. His angels are moving, His power is pouring out, and every bit of negativity, every spirit of oppression, every weight that you've been carrying is going back to the sender. Feel it, it's gone, it's done, it's over. This is spiritual warfare at its finest. We are rising up armed with the power of prayer and we are declaring no more. The enemy will not have victory over us. We are God's children and we will not be defeated. Every weapon formed against us, back to the sender. Say it again, back to the sender. Back to the sender. Every curse, every lie, every chain, back to the sender. God is turning things around in your life right now. Your prayers are being heard. Your prayers are being answered. The enemy thought he could destroy you with his lies, but God is raising you up. You will not be defeated. You will not be overcome. Every spirit of discouragement, fear, and failure is going back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Praise Him right now, for He is working on your behalf. Praise him for the breakthrough, for the victory, for the return of peace and joy. Praise him for his power. Thank him that every attack from the enemy is sent back to where it came from, never to return again. Stand firm in this truth today. You are covered by the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. We declare it, we believe it, and we send every attack back to the sender. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Spirit moving right now, and I know someone's life is about to shift. This is not just a moment of prayer, this is a moment of breakthrough, a moment of transformation, a moment of hope being restored. Are you ready? Listen to me, child of God, I know the struggle. You've been through the fire, you've walked through the storm, but I stand here today to tell you, hope is alive in Christ. Whatever you've been through, whatever darkness you've been battling, there is light on the other side. And that light is Christ Jesus. I want you to hear this loud and clear today. The enemy has tried to weigh you down with fear, with anxiety, with hopelessness. But we are declaring in this moment, in the name of Jesus, every dark spirit that came against you, it's going back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. You have hope because Jesus is our hope. His promises are true, and he will never fail you. He's already won the victory. So, whatever the enemy tried to do to you, whether it was shame, guilt, discouragement, doubt, or fear, it is going back to the sender. Say it with me. Back to the sender. Say it louder now. Back to the sender. Every word spoken against you in secret, every curse that tried to limit you, it's going back to the sender. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Did you hear that? You overflow with hope. The God of hope is with you, and right now he is filling you with his joy and peace. Every weight, every chain, every negative thought, every demonic force that tried to steal your hope, it's being sent back to the sender. You are not alone in this fight. Christ has already overcome, and because of his victory on the cross, you are more than a conqueror. You don't have to carry that burden anymore. You don't have to walk in defeat. We are sending it all back to the sender, and the power of the Holy Spirit is filling you right now with renewed strength, renewed hope, renewed peace. Are you feeling that? The fire of the Holy Spirit is moving in this place. Hope is being restored. Victory is being declared. Every negative thought, every spirit of defeat, it's going back to the sender. Right now, raise your hands if you're ready to send it back. Every negative word spoken over your life, every chain that held you back, every demonic attack against your family, every spirit of hopelessness, it's going back to the sender. Say it with me, back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. Your hope is in Christ. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every lie, every attack, every spirit of negativity is returning to the enemy's camp right now. God is restoring your hope, he's restoring your joy, and you are rising above every attack. Do not let the enemy steal your peace anymore. Declare it with me today, back to the sender. Know this, in Christ we are more than conquerors. The God of hope is filling you right now, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Today, we send every demonic force back where it came from, and we claim victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Every attack is going back to the sender, and hope is yours today. Victory is yours today. Healing is yours today. In the mighty name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me today. This word is for you. There are times in life when the storm seems too strong, when the burden seems too heavy, when the valley seems too deep. But today, we are sending every doubt, every fear, every worry, every lie from the enemy back where it belongs, back to the sender, back to the sender. You may be facing challenges right now. Perhaps the weight of the world is on your shoulders and it feels like you can't go another step. Maybe you're struggling with a loss, with betrayal, with illness, with financial hardship. But I want you to know this. You are not alone. You are not abandoned. The God who is with you on the mountaintop is the same God who is with you in the valley. I know it's hard to trust when things aren't going the way you want them to. I know it's difficult to see the light when all you can see is darkness. But I want you to remember this. God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Back to the sender. Every attack on your trust, every lie that tells you that God has abandoned you, every whisper that tells you that he is not faithful, we send it back to the sender. Back to the sender. Trusting God in difficult times is not easy, but it's in these moments that our faith is refined, that our character is strengthened, and that God's glory shines the brightest. when you don't understand why you're walking through this trial, when you can't see the way out, when it feels like the storm will never end, remember that God has a plan for you. He has a purpose in this pain, and He is working all things together for your good. Even when the road is hard, He is with you. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that even in your darkest hour, God is working behind the scenes? I want you to say it with me, back to the sender, back to the sender. Every lie, every discouragement, every thought that tells you to give up, we send it back to the sender, back to the sender. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Do not let your circumstances steal your faith. Do not let the difficulties of life blind you to the goodness of God. God is working for you. You may not see it yet, but He is moving. He is fighting for you. He is making a way where there seems to be no way. Even when it feels like you've been forgotten, God has not forgotten you. He is with you in the fire. And today, we send every negative thought, every spirit of doubt, every lie of the enemy back where it came from, back to the sender, back to the sender. Every thought that tells you you'll never overcome this, every thought that tells you you'll never heal, that you'll never be restored, we send it back, back to the sender, back to the sender. I feel the Spirit moving right now. I feel God's power filling this place. He is releasing a new level of trust in your heart. He is giving you the strength to stand firm, to keep walking, to keep fighting. You don't have to figure it all out right now. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to trust that God is in control and that His plan for your life is bigger than your current struggle. Can you say it with me one more time? Back to the sender, back to the sender. Every worry, every fear, every moment of doubt, we send it back, back to the sender, and we claim the victory in the name of Jesus. I want you to feel this today, saints. God has not forgotten you. He sees you, He knows you, He loves you, and the storm will not last forever. The breakthrough is coming, the miracle is on the way, and God is making a way where there seems to be no way. Back to the sender. Every evil spirit that has been working against your peace, we send it back, back to the sender. Every word of discouragement, every lie of the enemy, every thought that tells you God doesn't care, we send it back. In this moment, let go of your doubt, let go of your fear. You are trusting in the one who is faithful, the one who is able, the one who never fails. Child of God, the battle is not yours. It is God's, and He has already won the victory. We are sending every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear, every spirit of discouragement back to the sender. Back to the sender. We claim peace, we claim victory, we claim healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Let your trust rise today, let your faith rise today. God is with you and He will never leave you. Back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you today with passion, with urgency, and with love in my heart. You are walking this journey of faith. But hear me now, there are forces, there are temptations, there are lies of the enemy trying to pull you into sin. But today I stand with you and we will not bow down to the devil's schemes. We are sending those temptations back where they came from, back to the sender, back to the sender. Every lie that says sin is harmless, every whisper that says you can compromise just this once, every attack that tries to pull you away from holiness, we send it back, back to the sender. You were created for more than this. You were created to live in the freedom that Christ has won for you. Do not let the enemy fool you into thinking that sin is a little thing. Do not let him deceive you into thinking that it won't affect you. Sin always brings destruction, but the grace of God brings salvation. I want you to feel this, because I know the struggle is real. I know there are moments when you feel weak, when you feel tempted, when you feel like you can't resist. But I'm here to remind you, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. The power of God is greater than the power of sin. Do you believe that? I know it's hard sometimes. I know there are moments when you feel like giving in, when the flesh is crying out, when the temptation is too strong. But today, we send that sin back. We send those chains of addiction back to the sender, back to the sender. Every thought that tries to convince you that sin is your escape, that sin will make you happy, we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you right now. You are more than a conqueror. You have the power to say no to sin. You have the authority in Christ to walk away from temptation. Back to the sender, back to the sender. When you are tempted, when you are facing that choice, remember this. Sin has no hold on you anymore. Christ has set you free. When those thoughts come into your mind, when the temptation feels overwhelming, you declare it out loud. Back to the sender. Every desire that tries to pull you back into the darkness, every spirit that tries to make you fall, we send it back. Back to the sender. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. I want you to hear me loud and clear. God has already provided the way out for you. He has given you the strength to overcome. So today, right now, in this moment, you are making a choice. You are saying, I will not be bound by sin anymore. I will not be controlled by temptation. I will not be a slave to my flesh. I am free in Christ. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. I want to ask you, have you been wrestling with sin? Have you been feeling that pull, that desire to give in? Raise your hand right now. You are not alone. We are in this together. And today we are sending every temptation back to the sender. Every spirit of lust, every spirit of anger, every spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness, back to the sender. Every habit, every addiction, every thought that keeps you from the fullness of God's plan for your life, back to the sender. You are no longer a prisoner to sin. You are a child of the Most High God. And today we declare that sin has no dominion over you. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Every temptation, every spirit of deceit, every lie of the enemy, we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Saints, this is the day of freedom. Today we rise up, we shake off the weight of sin, and we walk in victory. No longer will we be bound by the chains of sin. You are walking in freedom today. You are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit today. So declare it with me, church, back to the sender. Every temptation, every snare, every lie, back to the sender. And from this day forward, you are walking in the righteousness of Christ, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you are free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Back to the sender.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to open your heart, because God is about to do something powerful in your life. I feel His presence so strong, and I know He is here to break every chain of doubt and fear that has been holding you captive. Are you ready for the breakthrough? Right now, we are dealing with something that every single one of us has faced at one point or another. Doubt. Doubt about ourselves, doubt about God's plan for our lives, doubt about our purpose, and doubt about His promises. The enemy loves to attack us with doubt, but today, in the name of Jesus, we are sending that doubt back to the sender. Do you believe that? I want you to declare it with me right now. Back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. Doubt, I send you back where you came from. Every whisper of the enemy that says, you're not enough, you can't do it. God doesn't have a plan for you. I send you back to the sender. You have no place in my mind, no place in my heart, no place in my life. Right now, I want you to think of that doubt that has been nagging you, that voice that has been telling you you're not worthy, you can't make it, you will never succeed. That voice has to go. It has to go back to the sender. Say it with me again, back to the sender. Doubt about your future, doubt about your relationships, doubt about your dreams, doubt about your worth. It's all being sent back where it belongs. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of doubt over our lives today. How many of you believe that God has a plan for your life? How many of you believe that His promises are true? How many of you believe that with God all things are possible? Right now, I want you to raise your hands in faith. Declare it with me. I believe, I believe, I believe. I'm sending that doubt back to the sender. I am choosing to believe in God's truth over my life. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Did you hear that? You are more than a conqueror through Christ. That doubt does not define you. It's just a lie from the enemy. And today we are sending it back to the sender. I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In this moment, I want you to picture all of the doubt that has been clouding your mind, that has been holding you back. See it clearly. And now imagine sending it back to the sender, back to the enemy who has been trying to plant it in your heart and mind. Say it with all the authority of the Holy Spirit within you, back to the sender.
back to the sender, back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I speak faith over you today. I speak confidence over you today. I speak victory over you today. Every spirit of doubt that has held you captive, I declare it broken in the name of Jesus. No more will doubt rule your life. No more will fear control your thoughts. From today onward, you will walk in the boldness of faith, and you will know that God has called you, equipped you, and is with you every step of the way. Can you feel it? Can you feel that heaviness of doubt lifting off of you right now, that burden being broken, that yoke being destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus? Declare it one more time, back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are free. You are free from doubt, free from fear, and free to walk in the fullness of God's plan for your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, children of the Most High. Today is your day of freedom, your day of release. Are you ready? Are you prepared to let go of the chains, the burdens, and the weight of toxic people, bad influences, and negativity in your life? We serve a mighty God, a powerful God, who is here right now, ready to bring healing and restoration into your life. The enemy has been using certain people to drag you down, to make you doubt your worth, to make you question your purpose. But today we are declaring back to the sender, back to the sender. Every toxic person, every bad influence, every negative word spoken over your life, it's going back to the sender. You don't need to carry their poison any longer. The Lord is calling you to be free. No more holding on to people who drag you down. No more allowing negativity to control your thoughts, your actions, and your destiny. It's time to send it back. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. There are people in your life who are constantly sowing seeds of doubt, discouragement, and confusion. They come with their gossip, their jealousy, their bitterness. They want to see you fall. They want to see you broken. But we declare today in the name of Jesus that all their negative energy, their words, their curses, back to the sender, back to the sender. It's time to stop listening to voices that are not from God. It's time to stop allowing toxic people to have any hold on you. The enemy has been using them to distract you from your purpose, to pull you away from God's plan for your life. But today we send it back. We send it back to the sender. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn." Right now, I declare that every tongue that has risen against you, every word spoken with evil intent, every judgment, every lie, every negative influence is being condemned. Back to the sender, back to the sender. You are a child of God, and the enemy has no right to use people to bring harm to your spirit. God has created you for a purpose, and you are not meant to be bound by the opinions of others, the negativity, the jealousy, the toxic energy that has been thrown your way. It's all going back, back to the sender, back to the sender. If you have people in your life who are trying to control you, manipulate you, or lead you down paths of destruction, today we declare it is over. We are releasing them, and we are sending their negative energy back to the sender. Their words, their curses, their evil intentions, back to the sender. Are you with me? Are you ready to stand in the power of God's protection? No more will you tolerate toxic relationships that drain you, that cause you to question your worth, or make you feel inferior. Today, you are free. And we send everything that has been used to hold you down back to the sender. Raise your hands to the Lord if you believe that God is going to sever the ties with toxic people. If you believe that God is going to remove bad influences from your life, declare it. Say, back to the sender, back to the sender. Psalm 34:19 says, "The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." God is delivering you right now from every toxic person, every bad influence in your life. He is cutting off those connections, those negative energies that have been weighing you down. You are delivered today. Can you feel the chains breaking? Can you feel the power of God breaking every yoke, every bond that these toxic relationships have created in your life? It is all going back, back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. I want you to repeat after me with boldness and authority, back to the sender. Back to the sender. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you believe it, because today you are walking in freedom. No more emotional manipulation, no more backhanded compliments, no more gossip, no more lies, no more negativity. We are sending it all back in the name of Jesus. You were never meant to live in confusion, in darkness, or in the shadow of others' insecurities. You are meant to walk in the light of Christ, and every toxic influence that has been holding you back is now broken. Back to the sender, back to the sender. Lift your hands high if you believe that God is removing the toxins from your life and restoring you to peace. You are free today, and no one can take that away from you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. You are free. You are free from every toxic person, every bad influence, every negative thing spoken over your life. It's going back to the sender, back to the sender. And you, child of God, are walking in newness, walking in freedom, and walking in the divine purpose that God has set before you. Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus, child of God, I come before you with a heart full of compassion, ready to see your chains broken. I know what it feels like to be trapped in the darkness, to feel the weight of addiction press down on your spirit, to feel like you're fighting a battle you can never win. But I tell you today, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in His blood. And today we will send all of that darkness back where it came from. I want you to listen closely because I know there are those of you out there today who are struggling, who are battling addiction in ways that no one understands. Maybe it's addiction to substances, to alcohol, to pornography, social media, or even to negative thoughts and self-doubt. Whatever it is, you don't have to carry it anymore. God did not create you to be a slave to addiction. God did not create you to be bound by the chains of this world, to be a prisoner of your own desires, to be controlled by something that is not of Him. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for your life. And the enemy has been lying to you, trying to convince you that you'll never be free. But I say to you today, no more, no more. We are sending it back, back to the sender, back to the sender. Can you feel the weight of that? Can you feel the release? Back to the sender. Every lie that told you you couldn't do it, every lie that told you you were weak, every lie that said you'll never break free. We send it back in the name of Jesus. The addiction may have come into your life in many forms. Perhaps it started with just a little taste, a little habit that spiraled out of control, or maybe it came in through pain, through heartbreak, through rejection. I know it feels like a monster that lives inside of you, something you can't escape no matter how hard you try. But today, we are sending that monster back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Can you feel the Spirit of God rising up within you right now? You are not a slave, you are not bound. The chains are breaking right now. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." God is hearing your cries today. He hears every tear, every silent prayer, every moment you've spent pleading for freedom. And today I declare it over your life. You are delivered. Delivered from every addiction, every stronghold, every generational curse that has been passed down to you. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Every pull, every urge, every thought that has kept you captive, we send it back to the sender. No more. No more will the enemy hold you in this place. No more will addiction have control over your life. I know you've tried before, I know you've fallen again and again, but let me tell you something. God's grace is bigger than your failure. God's love is greater than any addiction, any cycle, any battle you fought. You are not alone in this fight. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Every bad habit, every evil spirit that has been whispering in your ear, telling you that you're not strong enough to break free, telling you that it's too late, telling you that God can't heal you. Back to the sender, back to the sender. I want you to know this and I want you to hear me clearly. You are not defined by your addiction. You are not defined by your past. You are a child of the Most High God, and He is saying to you today, it is finished. I know the shame. I know the guilt that comes with addiction. I know the feeling of waking up with that heavy weight, the feeling of failure, the feeling that you can never change. But I want you to understand today, you are not your addiction. You are not your mistakes. You are not what you've done. God has called you to be free, and you are walking out of this today, whole, healed, and delivered. I want you to feel the power of that truth right now. Feel the freedom, feel the chains break as we send it all back. Back to the sender, back to the sender. Every bad relationship that fueled your addiction, back to the sender. Every trauma, every wound, every hurt that opened the door for addiction to enter, back to the sender. Every addiction, every desire that has held you down, we send it back.
I want you to say with me right now, back to the sender. Say it loud, say it with authority. Back to the sender. Every spirit of addiction, every stronghold, every lie, every generational curse, back to the sender, back to the sender. I want you to imagine it right now. Close your eyes and picture yourself standing there, all the chains of addiction falling off of you, the weight lifting from your shoulders, the darkness lifting from your heart, and God's light flooding in. That is your reality today. That is your freedom. You don't have to go back. You don't have to fall into that trap again. You are free in Jesus' name. The pain, the struggle, the shame, it's over. I declare it over you today. You are no longer bound by addiction. You are no longer bound by the chains of sin. You are free, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Back to the sender, back to the sender, back to the sender. This is your moment of breakthrough. This is your moment of deliverance. God is setting you free today, and you will never be the same again. Praise God. Hallelujah.